after Rabbi Yosef Chaim, Kaduri's childhood Kabbalah teacher, died, young Kaduri then migrated to the British Mandate of Palestine at the advice of the Jewish elders of Baghdad, who hoped he might ebb the incursion of Zionism in the post-World War I state. Apparently, somewhere along the way, Kaduri converted to the stronger Zionistic view of Israel and its modern political and geographical existence. This is evidenced in Kaduri's strong support of Ariel Sharon's government and even Sharon's Israeli pullout from Gaza. Observe again this quote from an earlier chapter. "If we give them a small thing and there will be peace with them, we can leave Gush Katif. We can trust Sharon. He is okay. It can cede territories in Gaza. I have no faith in the Arabs, but we must have a little quiet." Furthermore, at Kaduri's death, Israeli President Moshe Katsav declared the old and revered rabbi to be a distinguished Zionist, and I have yet to find a reputable news source to repudiate such a claim. Said President Katsav, "Rabbi Kaduri was distinguished for his Zionism, his modesty, his way of life, and he gave an example to all of us to denounce materiality. He was an example of Jewish spirituality and morality that accompanied the Jewish people for generations." Some speculate that perhaps these strong nationalist and Zionist ties between Itzhak Kaduri and Ariel Sharon helped to keep the messianic fervor alive in Israel today, certainly for the nationalistic Jew, but especially for the Christian Zionist.